John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The autumn wind is a pirate.
The end.
Blustering in from sea, with a rollicking song he sweeps along.
Hi there.
Swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash.
Look at my sash.
With a silver hat about his head.
Pretty hat.
And a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country.
I'm not gay.
A villain, big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake
as
he robs
them
of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down laugh when he's conquered and won.
The Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show. 2007 Damn Dummy Fantasy Football On Air Draft.
Could I have my pants, please?
Come and stem their rose.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Just suck that honey down. Good stuff.
Hey, Steve Buckhantz, when you worked at Channel 5 all those years ago, did Holly Morris work there then? Hold on, let me turn guest mic. Hi, Steve.
Hi.
Did Holly work
there? Oh, let's welcome Steve Buckhantz. Yeah.
Thank you.
Buckhantz, everybody.
It's been too long, boys. It's been too long.
Steve, can I offer you a BM?
A BM?
Yes.
I know what your BM is.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Can't do a fantasy draft without a little Bloody Mary action.
Well, I agree with you. It's good to see you guys, first of all. You know, it's been we've been through a lot for a long time in this business.
Yes, we have.
Back when you guys were over there on Lee Highway.
Yes, Steve. Steve brought some photos today that really were...
all nude.
Brought back memories. Nudity.
Were formerly used as blackmail.
Tragically, they were nude photos of Buzz, which nobody wanted to see.
Actually, Steve does have some photos like from 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And seriously, while you could look at all of us and go, wow, we're all very different. Buzz...
he wins the prize.
You are incredibly the most different only because your hair used to be like Mr. Cotter.
You're covered in hair.
I had a half hair at one point.
Yeah, that big bushy beard and that big bushy afro going.
True.
Steve, when you worked at Channel 5, did you work with Holly Morris?
No, I didn't, as a matter of fact. A lot of the folks that are there now were not there when I was there. There's only a couple remaining. John Hanrahan.
Ah, yes, the big guy.
That's right, big guy. of course, Sue Palka was there. Oh, she came a couple of years after I did.
He's wonderful.
I think Will Thomas was there for a smidgen
when
like I was
there.
We
like her, too.
We do.
Will Thomas.
Hey, you forgot. You forgot how much fun it is to drop
I was
going to
say.
We've ended many television
careers. I'm going to walk out of here a different man today.
Let me just clear the record.
Yes, please.
Here is Will
Come
Thomas.
Come on over, Buzz. Get your Bloody Mary.
Here's Will Thomas from Channel 5.
I am not gay.
Okay. He sounds remarkably like
Born
Senator
gay.
Larry Craig. Right, Buzz, here's your
drop. Does the expression, shut your ass up, ring any bells?
All right, everybody's getting their drinks now.
Before we start the draft.
We should mention, Steve, we knew him when he was the local guy for Channel 5 here in D.C., and now he's the voice of the Washington Wizards, and you got to be so happy that Michael Vick is in trouble because everybody forgot about that ref, right?
Everybody forgot about, it's interesting. I was thinking about this. You know, he did, the ref, Tim Donaghy, did what he did, which carries a maximum fine of 25 years.
Right.
And Vic did what he did, which carries a maximum fine of 5 years. I haven't been able to come to grips with that quite yet.
What do you hear seriously about the last I heard, there were upwards of 20 other officials in the NBA that might be implicated in this thing. Do you hear anything more about that?
Well, I've heard what I've heard, which is that a lot of it may have to do with Donaghy, I say trying to bring some other guys down with him.
Right,
I haven't spoken to him, obviously. I have spoken to other referees in the league who I'm friendly with. And and they were...
Rob, not that kind of friendly.
Sure it is. It's always like that with
Steve.
It's
okay if it is.
And they just, they're obviously crushed because their integrity has really been tarnished here. But I don't think that they're too worried about the other implications. I really don't think anybody else is involved in that kind of thing. I think he had and has probably a pretty bad gambling problem. And, you know, it came to the ultimate wrong.
Last thing I'll ask you about that. In your many years of covering the Wizards, yeah, how long you had that Wizards gig? A long time now, right?
This will be my 11th year.
Okay, wow. So in the 11 years that you're sitting right there down there on the court,
mm-hmm.
at any time, was that guy ever on the court, that this ref and make a call? And looking back now in retrospect, you shook your head and you go, what was up with that?
Absolutely the contrary, Don, because I rated him as one of the better referees in the league. Young guy, you know, just 40.
It says a lot for your rating system.
Well, you know, it shows you that you just can't, you know.
You don't know.
It was hard to discern that. There were many times when he'd come over to Phil Chenier, my partner, and I, and either explain something to us or ask us if we saw something. But he seemed like he was on the up and up, and he was very genuine, hardworking, no-nonsense type of official. And, in fact, that's how the league had him rated. They had him rated as one of the better refs.
All right, well, this is an awkward topic for you because you're the voice of the Wizards. Let me change topic and say, how about if we all take a chance smelling your hand? Can we just smell your fingers?
Can we?
And why would you like to do that? Is there a reason for that? Is there a particular reason?
Oh, because you're just a well-known super bachelor in Washington, D.C.
So we'd like to smell your
fingers.
And
I mean, is that what it is?
That's the first question I asked you when I hadn't seen you in a few years. I said, hey, are you still single? Yes, he is. He comes in here with his tan like he's lived on a – when he's not, like, doing basketball games, he's living on a beach. And I said, are you still single? You are the confirmed bachelor of confirmed bachelor.
You're single, aren't you?
Well, technically, really, no, because I live with a woman. Okay. So,
well,
you know.
Technically, no. You're right.
Are you still? are you still taking chicks down to your mom's place in Ocean City to bang them?
You know, look, don't sugarcoat it, Don. Just come right out and say it. I mean that. Now get out of here.
I have had the occasion to socialize with Steve when he's had the different variety of women who have come to see his mom's place. She got a beautiful place down
Thank
there.
Thank you.
No, is he still into Hindu chicks like he used to be?
Hindu
chicks.
I don't recall. Refresh my memory. I thought you did.
I made
You're good
up.
At that.
I'm getting confused. I didn't even know I didn't put vodka in my own cup.
I was going to say, the more Bloody Marys, you'll be fine.
That's right.
All right, so Steve, basketball is your thing.
It is, for the most part.
We appreciate you coming in to help out because I remember, and everybody does, back in the day, back on Channel 5, you were the jack of all trades. You were the football guy, the baseball guy, basketball guy.
Right.
So you can certainly help us out today and be the voice of reason, try to lead us through this crazy, crazy maze of our fantasy draft.
And how about fantasy football? Has it exploded? Is it bigger than it's ever been?
It's huge. I don't have time for it, but whether it be football or basketball or whatever,
I do.
But it is gigantic.
I do. I'm a loser. I have so much time. I'm in three other leagues besides
really?
This one. Yeah.
You really, I mean, now, you know what? Here's something. You haven't been really forthcoming about these other leagues you're in. And you know what? You're smirking that tells me you're in. Are you in a league with some players? Some really big, big shots? Mm-hmm. Any big shots at all? Mm-hmm. One, right? Are you in that one again?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the one with the,
you can't
with
say.
What's his name?
With Tim Donaghy?
Can I write his name down?
No, the little guy.
Do you like our league
best? I'm in a league with Bob Costas. Well, listen.
Are you really?
Yeah, I got in a league with him like 5 years ago.
That's
somehow,
cool.
And I got an invitation this year.
Hey, you know who was at the Yankee game last night?
But I'm also in a league with a bunch of losers that I don't know, like from Yahoo.
Wow. You know who was at the Yankee game last night? They showed him in the crowd.
Who's that?
They had John Madden, and John Madden with a baseball cap. Now, I mean, John Madden's not going to win any beauty contests anywhere, but to see him.
That's got to be like a 7 5/8 fitted cat.
It was truly amazing to see.
You think he's a size 8, Robbie?
Absolutely.
He was there. Alec Baldwin was there. Billy Crystal was there. But they got a tight shot, and I said, who is that guy? They're leaving the camera on him. I said, why are they leaving the camera on that guy that just looks like he's wasted? And it was John. It was John Madden, and John Madden was unrecognizable to me.
Wow. Really?
Can you realize you see John Madden only one way? You see him really
all made up
with the camera,
blue jacket and the red tie,
straight on. Right. This was a little profile shot.
Whose number was painted on his chest?
He was like, "It's great." He was red and blue. It was very, very interesting to hear.
Had he been imbibing?
No, I don't think so. He just kind of looked like he was out of it, and it was interesting to see him. Joe, do you want a Bloody Mary? No, John?
Joe,
no.
Okay,
so we're all.
Your microphone work back there, Joe?
You got a kid.
Here we go. Very nice.
You know, one of the things is it has been so long, because I obviously listen to you guys all the time, and it has been so long since
That's just our instant lie detector we have.
Well, I'm on the road a lot. But,
sure.
And that's no excuse because you're all over the place anyway.
That's a lie also.
What do you think our buddy, your pal, Mike, Mr. Cook, would say if he could look down and
he's setting me up, you know, like the old days.
Let him play with you.
See what's going on here, what's been done with and to his team with Coach Joe back and the struggles that they've had.
Well, Steve, I would say to you that I would be envious of many things. May I list them for you?
Please do, sir.
I would be envious of the Redskins organization. I would be envious of the purses that are available for NFL ownership.
Can't hear a word you say.
But more than anything in the world, I would be envious of your penis.
I'm not here.
Lay with me, Stephen. Lay
Next
with me.
Question.
Marlena,
we're going down to see Tommy Giacomo at the Palm Restaurant, and he'll fry the cheese just the way I enjoy that.
I forgot about the whole lay
see,
with me.
Lay with me. You don't have to do anything. Just lay with me.
Lay with me. Any sexual activity will be unnecessary.
What is it?
I said an unnecessary sex.
Pardon?
Course, I passed away long before the Viagra became famous.
What was the question?
We had a similar product when I was growing up in Canada, but it was herbal in origin.
I can't hear you.
I can't hear you either. God bless all sportscasters.
Hey, Don.
I beg your pardon?
It has been so long since I've heard that, and it's so
good.
You know,
I've always had trouble hearing you.
There's the real guy right there.
That's him. And I remember one time hearing you do that, and I damn near drove off the road. I got to tell you, it's so good.
Well, lay
so
with good. Me, Stephen. Damn it. Go ahead. How's everyone's Bloody Mary?
Delicious.
Mine is fine. I have had a couple of sips. How about you, Buzz?
Perfect. Couldn't be better.
Mine's a little sweeter than I Mr. and Mrs. T's is a tad too tomatoey for me this evening.
But let me cut the jibba jabba.
Now, what is the quickest way to cut the tomato flavor for all you junior bartenders at home?
Add more vodka, Mike.
There you go.
Vodka.
Okay.
You know what, Mike? Come on.
No, I put a heavy pour. You might need a little more splash. Would you like a splash?
Tell you what, I'll splash if you splash. That was quite the feminine splash you gave yourself.
There you are.
There you go. Give me a manly splash.
You're almost out of
luck. Okay, whoa.
There we are.
All right, big
There
girl,
we are.
On.
Yeah, I'm almost out. Everybody's got a good full pour.
Can't hear a word you say.
Because we're going to be busy selecting our teams.
How are you?
I'm fine, Jack.
Time goes on.
Bloody damn maddening. Maddening.
I named a town after myself. Raul John.
Where did you get that nickname?
Necktie or nickname? Wash the limousine windows with vinegar and newspaper.
May I ask you about Dexter K. Manley?
Dexter Manley is the backbone of the franchise.
Very funny.
Is that James Garner?
I think it's John Wayne.
We don't need to waste no time speculating on his case or feeling sorry for him.
Otherwise known as the Duke.
Do you remember when we let Mark Rippon drive a NASCAR and you were so concerned about his health?
He was a foolish lad who went to dinner with various celebrities in Washington and always licked his knife.
God, you're outing him on everything.
I have never in my life felt as happy as this. Now, this is an unmitigated, incontrovertible...
I was actually doing ecstasy at the time, grinding my teeth and having liaisons with a Siri.
Oh, no.
Did they hit the light again? Back in the day when I was alive, you bloody well would use any sexual terminology you wanted.
Mormon Drover in New Mexico, eh?
Thank you, Duke.
There's nothing that I've ever experienced to touch this. And the only time that I'll have the equal of this will be next year when we win the Super Bowl for the second time in a row.
I was a tad greedy in my ownership days.
Norville Turner.
Yes, Norville and his wonderful skin. Look at my massive glasses. Covering two-thirds of my cranium.
Forgot about your talons as well.
Look at these damned hooks. Functionless talons, unable to do the bra strap of Marlena. I'm so destitute. Help me with these hands. I need some sort of arthritis product.
I'm not going to lay with you again.
And my dear dog, Coco.
Coco.
Coco the Wonder Dog.
Squire.
And my lovely tweed hat, tweed jacket, tweed undershirt, tweed drawers. I loved wearing.
You like
wearing
tweed.
Tweed.
And you love Charles Casserly.
Charlie Casserly can come out to my manse in Middleburg anytime he wants to. He's a good, firm New Englander, he is.
What do you think about Dan Snyder?
Dan Snyder is a tiny bird-like man with hands the size of a middle school girl.
What about what he's done to your team?
He's ruined them and ruined my name. By God, the man has no sense of history.
Never a tremor of doubt in my mind.
There wasn't at the time, but now I doubt him. I doubt him on a daily basis. My concern is a man with a body that small has no ability to relate to the modern NFL player.
Almost.
God damned, I wish I could come back, reach out from the grave, mm-hmm. and save the franchise, and then win another Super Bowl.
Would you change the stadium back to your name?
The stadium would be back to Jack Kent Cook Stadium. I would name the entire metro region Ral John, and I would ride through the city in a chariot with a Roman centurion uniform on. I wouldn't hire Snyder as a jockey.
One of the finest men I've ever known.
Damn straight.
Well, are we going to start the draft?
I wouldn't let him shine my wingtips.
Let's break, and when we come back, Steve, do you have the draft order there, friend?
I do, indeed.
Steve, what is the draft order?
The draft order will consist of Rob A., and Rob A. is the head of TCB.
Taking care of business.
John is next. John Norman, the Cat Herders. Buzz Burbank after that, the Buzz Killers.
That's right.
Mike O'Mara, head of the Americans.
Yeah, baby.
Bart Source, the Fighting Drunks.
My
Don
boy.
Geronimo, the head of the Lombardis.
Right.
Joe Ardinger, the leader of the Westies.
The Westies.
And Matt Goldstein, the head of the Asses.
Bravo. That's going to be a lot of fun.
That's the order for at least the first round.
That's the first round order.
Capital idea to have a draft today.
So let's get to it. Well, you say
I was quivering and shaking.
How about we
have a drink?
Yes.
We have a toast?
Yes.
And how about a swim?
And we'll start the draft right after this.
Seriously, come into the pool with me.
More after this.
Lovely. Thank you, dude.
That's good.
This is the Don and Mike Show.